Darknet IP and Mr. Clean Car Wash. Once again, the numbers to call, 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. Call now to get on the air for today's consumer calls. And good morning and welcome to Consumer Calls. 918-336-1400 will get you right in. I have wide open lines right now for your call. And the toll-free number 1-800-749-5936 for your items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. And we are here till 9:30 and taking your calls. And with that, seeing no phone calls, I'll be right back.
A complex of storm activity will move across part of southern Kansas and northern Oklahoma over the next several hours. Some of these could be strong to severe. Temperatures will drop down into the 60s with some rain-cooled air. By the afternoon, 78 and partly sunny. Additional showers and storms developing to the south later this evening. Tomorrow, 65 in the morning. Daytime high tomorrow of 86. A heat index at 92. Mostly dry Saturday. Shower and storm chances ramping back up Sunday, especially Sunday night into Monday. From the Bob Mills Weather Center, I'm News on 6's Alan Crone.
Thank you, Alan, for the weather update. It is 60 degrees out at 9:15. You're listening to Consumer Calls, and I have wide open lines. And you can make those lines light up by dialing 918-336-1400. And the toll-free number, 1-800-749-5936. Items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. And I'll say good morning, caller. How may I help you?
Yes, I've got a 2004 Chevrolet Venture van. It doesn't run. Well, it does run. The transmission's out on it. Great for parts. I'd take $150 for it if somebody needs. It's got new tires on it. And everything works. Front and rear air works good on it.
Okay.
It's just an old van for parts. All the glass is good. The body's straight. $150.
Okay.
And then I've also got a Toshiba 55-inch rear projection TV that I would sell really cheap. Like $20 if somebody needs it. It works perfect. My phone number is 918-331-6066.
All right. And again, you have that 2004 Chevrolet van, Venture van, $150 because you're parting it out. It has new tires and everything works fairly decent on
everything
it.
Everything works except transmission.
Except transmission. Okay. And that's going to be hard to drive without a transmission.
Downhill, you're good.
Exactly. But also, hopefully your brakes are working.
They work good.
Good. All right. You have the Toshiba rear projection TV, $20 for that. And the only reason why you're selling it is I think you got a new one. 918-331.
Okay. I've got lots of new TVs. How
good.
Got to get rid of that one.
Okay. All right. Make room. 918-331-6066 is the phone number to call.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now.
Have a good day.
You too. Take care. All right. We appreciate those phone calls again. 918-336-1400 and toll-free 1-800-749-5936. Items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. Our time now is 9:17. You're listening to Consumer Calls. 60 degrees out. But here's something for you. Our Maple Street Meat Market Poll question of the day is, can you back up a trailer? Some people can, some people can't, because you got the opposite way you do your tires is the opposite way you do, I don't know. It's crazy. Anyway, if you can answer that, let me know. Call us at 918-336-1400 or go to BartlesworldRadio.com for the link or go to the K1, KYFM, KRIG, KPGM Facebook page. And you can vote there. Now, the poll question of the day comes to us from the meat market, Maple Street Meat Market in Coffeyville, Kansas. And we're going to be giving you those pretty much every day now. So that's kind of a fun little thing, a little poll question. Again, can you back up a trailer? And 918-336-1400 or BartlesworldRadio.com for the link or K1, KYFM, KRG, KPGM Facebook page, and you can vote there. And like I said, the poll question of the day comes to us from the Maple Street Meat Market in Coffeyville, Kansas. All right, time is 9:18. Seeing no phone calls, we're going to go ahead and go to our Oklahoma Energy Report, brought to you today by ABB Total Flow. And then after that, I may come back on for some more questions or calls or anything you want to talk about today, but more than likely we'll go to our doggone report. So I'll be back in 4 or 5 minutes with more of Consumer Calls. The Oklahoma Energy Report is being brought to you by ABB Total Flow.
It's a fast-paced world out there, and ABB knows it. ABB Measurement and Analytics in Bartlesville has become a world-class supplier of measurement and automation solutions for the oil and gas industry. From wellhead to burner tips, ABB's products are solving challenges across the globe. ABB remains a loyal company with a commitment to not only the communities of Bartlesville and surrounding areas, but also to their employees' development, safety, and well-being. ABB, riding the future together.
How does 80% sound? Hello, everyone. I'm Matt Skinner with today's Oklahoma Energy Report on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. To say that the numbers are impressive when it comes to the turnaround in oil prices is the height of understatement. The U.S. benchmark crude is up about 80% this month, while the global benchmark has posted a gain of almost 43%. The key questions right now, will the rise continue? And if it does, will it get high enough to re-energize what had been a very robust U.S. oil industry that took the U.S. in the past few years from an energy has-been to one of the top three oil producers in the world? That was largely the result of technological gains in drilling and production, but with that came increased costs. And the worry is that while oil prices around the mid-30s are okay for Saudi Arabia and Russia, it's not enough for the main driver of the U.S. oil renaissance, shale production. The rise in price has been largely driven by a cut in production. Members of the OPEC Plus consortium have cut even more than agreed to. Reuters says it's been a reduction of about 6 million barrels a day so far to date. And cuts in U.S. production has eased worries about a storage shortage at the key oil hub in Cushing, Oklahoma. Also, new economic data shows some improvement in the U.S. and Europe, driving hopes for continued demand recovery. The NYMEX July crude contract rose 1.3% on Thursday, ending at $33.92 a barrel, a six-week high. Brent crude was up 0.9% to $36.06 a barrel. Natural gas prices suffered on Thursday, the result of the new weekly report from the Energy Information Administration that showed U.S. natural gas inventories with a sharp increase. The NYMEX June natural gas contract fell 3.4% to $1.71 a million BTUs. That's today's Oklahoma Energy Report for the Oklahoma Corporation Commission. I'm Matt Skinner.
I'm Alex, and I'm from Newcastle. My husband and I have a young daughter, but he works nights and I work days. We ate a lot of fast food, and I hadn't exercised in over 2 years. I didn't realize I was unhealthy, but if I was being honest, I was. So I decided to make a change, one step at a time, and eating better started to give me the energy I needed to exercise more. Focusing on my health changed my life.
Find healthy ways to start at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Hi, I'm Leanne Vanderlaan, a local Oklahoma dairy farmer. My family and I spend each day, no matter the weather, taking care of our cows. Nothing makes us happier than spending time with our cows, except for maybe a bowl of ice cream at the end of the day. We take pride in knowing our milk is the best because it comes from the best cared for cows. Learn about dairy farm families like mine at dairydiscoveryzone.com.
The Oklahoma Energy Report has been brought to you by ABB Total Flow.
Lost cats who want their mama. And lost dogs, you know, the ones this show goes to occasionally, and other household pets. Now, hopefully, are reunited with their families as K1 presents the Doggone Bulletin Board.
It is time for our Doggone Report. Now for a complete listing of our lost or found animals on our report, you can visit our website, bartlesvilleradio.com. Click on the Community tab, then click on the Doggone link. Now, if you need to submit a lost or found animal, go to bartlesvilleradio.com. Click on the Submit tab, and you can submit your information. There's a form that you fill out and answer questions, and at the end, you can upload a picture and then hit the Submit button. It goes to us, and then we take care of it and complete it and send it on its way to the website. Now, if you don't want to do any of that, you can call the office at 918-336-1001 and leave your information with one of us, and we'll make sure it gets to the website and to the report. And if you'd like, you can email me, Sharon, at bartlesvilleradio.com with your information. Attach a picture. I'll get to it as fast as I can. Well, we have a gray female tabby cat, kind of a grayish-brown tabby, domestic short-haired, lost in the area of Ranch Heights. If you find her, please call 918-977-0994. Omar is a lost male black Manx cat with a white spot on his chest and a short tail. He is lost in the area of Cherokee Place behind the Bartlesville High School. And he is neutered and might be a little timid. He's 5 years old. He's kind of friendly, though, but he'll also come to Bacon. If you find him, please call Cassie at 918-914-2654. And we have Doc, a lost male brown and white English bulldog lost in the area of Bardu. He's not wearing his collar. He's 60 pounds of fun, and he's friendly and very approachable. He's kind of timid and shy of different things and surroundings, so he may be acting nervous. His family is missing him, as we know Doc is missing them. If you find Doc, please call Amy at 918-534-7504. Mick is a lost male soft-coated Wheaton Terrier, sandy tan in color. He's not wearing his collar, and he was lost in the area of Colonial, South Bartlesville. He's 50 pounds of fur, a soft-coated Wheaton Terrier with a nub tail, sandy tan in color, no collar. Colonial is where he was last seen in South Bartlesville. If you find him, please call Kristen at 918-914-1871. Now, for a complete listing of our lost or found animals on the report, you can go visit our website, bartlesvilleradio.com. Click on the community tab, then click on the doggone link, and it'll drop down or open up, and you can see everything there. Now, if you need to submit a lost or found animal, go to bartlesvilleradio.com. Click on the submit tab. You can submit your information and then upload a picture at the end. If you like, hit the submit button, and it goes to us, and then we'll take care of it and send it on its way. If you want to call the office, 918-336-1001, and leave your information with one of us, and we'll make sure it gets to the website and to the report. And you can email me, Sharon, at bartlesvilleradio.com with your information. Attach a picture if you'd like, and I'll get to it as quick as I can and get it posted for you and to our website and to the report. And that's a look at our doggone report for this Friday.
The Doggone Bulletin Board is a free service. Simply call us at 336-1400 or stop by the studios here at Broadcast Center, 1200 Southeast Frank Phillips Boulevard in Bartlesville. The Doggone Bulletin Board. It's a public service of K1. 1400 KWOM.
And welcome back to Consumer Call. 60 degrees out. Our temperature is 60 and on its way up a little bit, and then it'll go back down to probably a low of 65. Our time, 9:26. Our telephone number, 918-336-1400. And our show, the Consumer Call Show. It's a call-in show about items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. No business advertising. Licensed to running vehicles, real estate, guns and ammunition, used bedding, mattresses, and box springs. You can ask for those things. You just can't sell them here on Consumer Calls. And we had a gentleman call in with a couple of things here. He has a 2004 Chevrolet Venture van. No transmission. It's not working. 150 for it. It does have new tires, so you can part it out and pick what you want out of that for $150. He also has a Toshiba rear projection TV for sale with a remote for $20. 918-331-6066 is the phone number to call. 60 degrees out at 927, and kind of slowing down for consumer calls today, kind of running out of time. But I do have this to give to you. It is our poll question of the day. Can you back up a trailer? And that's a poll question presented to you from the Maple Street Meat Market in Coffeyville, Kansas. And you can call me and voice your opinion, 918-336-1400. Go to bartlesvilleradio.com for the link, or you can go to our Facebook page, K1KYFMKRGKPGM Facebook page, and you can cast your vote there. And like I said, the poll question of the day comes to us from the Maple Street Meat Market in Coffeyville, Kansas. And again, the poll question of the day, can you back up a trailer? All right, still have a little time left in our program to take a call, 918-336-1400, and toll-free 1-800-749-5936 for your items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. And we're not taking any business advertising, license to renting vehicles, real estate, guns and ammunition, used bedding, mattresses, and box springs. The only way we'll take it is if you ask for those things, but we just generally don't take those as a general rule. Anyway, I'm really running out of time right now, but for any more of consumer calls for today, but I'll be back in on Monday to take, I don't know if I'll be here on Monday. But anyway, have a beautiful weekend. Enjoy this weather and stay safe and be well, and I'll talk to you on Monday.
During a family pizza night, she complained about the crust and then learned a powerful lesson. Mimi Wilson on Focus on the Family Minute.
And I could see all my kids, they were all excited, and then they wouldn't have noticed the crust if I hadn't pointed it out. And that so impacted me because the kids all had like a damper